He put the two keys in his pocket, and sat there for a long time in silence, thinking. Bill was silent, too, not liking to interrupt his thoughts, but at last he said, "Shall I put these things back, Tony?" Antony looked up with a start. "What? Oh, yes. No, I'll put them back. You give me a light, will you?" Very slowly and carefully he put the clothes back in the bag, pausing as he took up each garment, in the certainty, as it seemed to Bill, that it had something to tell him, if only he could read it. When the last of them was inside, he still waited there on his knees, thinking. "That's the lot," said Bill. Antony nodded at him. "Yes, that's the lot," he said. "And that's the funny thing about it. You're sure it is the lot?" "What do you mean?" "Give me the torch a moment." He took it and flashed it over the ground between them. "Yes, that's the lot. It's funny." He stood up, the bag in his hands. "Now, let's find a hiding place for these, and then..." He said no more, but stepped off through the trees, Bill following him meekly. As soon as they had got the bag off their hands and were clear of the copse, Antony became more communicative. He took the two keys out of his pocket.